Presidential candidates have been out in full force this summer, mingling with potential voters.
What's our slogan? Make America great again. Make America great again.
But the serious issue of how to keep Iran from acquiring nuclear weapons keeps surfacing.
We make this horrible deal with Iran, which is a disgrace. And by the way, could be one of the worst deals, you know, depending on what ultimately happens. It could go down as one of the worst deals in history.
Republican frontrunner and business tycoon Donald Trump says he himself is so good with deals and contracts that he could police the arrangement so closely Tehran would not have a chance to cheat. His fellow Republican candidate, Mike Huckabee, condemned the deal on a trip to Israel, calling it a clear and present danger to both Israel and the United States.
This does not accomplish anything other than empowering a rogue nation, a nation that has shown consistently its intention to wipe other nations, including America, right off of the map.
Iran is not a place we should do business with.
Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, also a Republican, agrees.
As president, I will terminate the deal with Iran on the very first day, reinstate the sanctions.
Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush is more cautious.
One thing that I won't do is to say, as a candidate, I'm going to tear up the agreement on the first day. And that's great. That sounds great, but maybe you ought to check in with your allies first. Maybe you ought to appoint a Secretary of State. Maybe Secretary of Defense might want to have your team in place.
On the Democratic side, both leading contenders, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, support the deal.
This does put a lid on the nuclear program, but we still have a lot of concern about the bad behavior and the actions by Iran.
Some prominent Democrats have come out against the agreement, but most Democrats back it, while most Republicans strongly oppose it. Political analyst Stuart Rothenberg.
The number one goal for Democrats is to avoid immediate hostilities. The number one goal for the Republicans is a little different. They're willing to kind of push the envelope more because they so distrust Iran and they're so convinced that Iran won't live up to the deal.
Congress has set a deadline of September 17th to vote on either rejecting or approving the pact. If Congress rejects the deal, President Obama would likely veto that measure. For now, it appears unlikely Republicans could gather enough votes to override a presidential veto in either chamber. Cindy Sain, VOA News, Washington.